O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. When our God shall come again, all love's power revealing, splendor shall announce the reign, life and joy and healing. Earth no longer in decay, hope no more frustrated. This is God's redemption day, longingly awaited. In the desert trees take root, fresh from new creation. Plants and flowers and sweetest fruit join the celebration. Rivers spring up from the earth, barren lands adorning. Valleys, this is your new birth. Mountains greet the morning. Strengthen feeble hands and knees, fainting hearts be cheerful. God who comes for such as these, seeks and saves the fearful. Deaf ears hear the silent tongues, sing away their weeping. Blind I see the lifeless ones, walking, running, leaping. There God's highway shall be seen, where no roaring lion, nothing evil or unclean, walks the road to Zion. Ransomed people homeward bound, all your praises voicing. See your Lord with glory crowned, share in such rejoicing. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Have mercy on me, God, in your loving kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. I know full well my misdeeds, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Yet you look for truth in my inmost being, and teach me wisdom in my heart. Purify me, that I may be clean. Wash me, make me brighter than snow. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Deliver me from death, O God, my Savior, that my tongue may sing of your justice. Oh, love, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, the deaf will hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. The lowly will obtain fresh joy in Adonai, and those poor of the earth will exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the tyrant will be no more, and the arrogant will have gone. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This you shall see, and be glad at heart. As a mother comforts her child, so will I myself comfort you. You shall be carried in my arms and fondled on my knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I myself comfort you. This you shall see, and be glad at heart. As a mother comforts her child, so will I myself comfort you. Anyone who receives these little ones in my name receives me, and anyone who receives me receives the One who sent me. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One through the Word, in the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Anyone who receives these little ones in my name receives me. And anyone who receives me receives the one who sent me.
In ancient times, you freed those enslaved in Pharaoh's empire. Liberate us today from our slavery to self-centeredness and greed. In ancient times, you fed people in the desert with manna from heaven. Use us today to feed migrants and refugees fleeing from poverty and war. In ancient times, you gave thirsty people water springing from a rock. Quench our thirst today as we join you in thirsting for justice. In ancient times, you revealed your truth at Sinai with the precepts of the covenant. Give us the strength this day to fulfill the whole law with your love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O wondrous love, holy source of all that is, we praise you on this special feast, remembering the life and the legends of Saint Nicholas. May his example of unconditional love for children and the poor inspire us to share the gifts we receive with any who are in need. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of the Holy One, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus our Emmanuel. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.